Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and I've got Martita standing with me today.
Hey, she's our guest.
What's up, Martita?
How you doing?
Just throwing you right in, right from the beginning.
Let's do it.
We'll skip all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do appreciate each and every one of you joining us for the program, don't we? And having them come and be a part of what we're sharing today. We have topics. We're a topical study here on the air at 91.5 and on our website at ourlighthouse.net. You can go and hopefully find, you know, some of the previous programs there, get everything that you need to have a wonderful walk or work out at the gym. It's great to listen and be encouraged in the Lord and be brought to a different place than you were before. You can learn a lot in 15, 20, 25 minutes here, just even listening on air. So,
and I wanted to say real quick, thank you all of you that have approached me and encouraged me about the radio program and talk about it and how it helped you. So I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you do a wonderful job here. And I'm so grateful to have you on the program. We've got Patty Wilson, my wife Lisa, my daughter Jenna comes in. We've got all kinds of different people. Bruce Brett, one of the pastors who's helping me out here around the church. He's kind of a layman pastor here. Just everybody's starting to jump in. It's really exciting because it's Pastor Kevin and friends. And you guys are all my friends. So it's so fun to get on the air and just share with you. So I usually have the co-host bring the topic because it's easier for them to communicate and understand what they brought. So what did you bring to the table for your topic today, Martita?
Choose joy.
Choose joy.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you why.
All right.
So I went
on. Like choosy mothers choose joy, or?
Well, in this case, it's.
Or is Jif? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the old peanut butter commercial.
Is it?
Choosy mothers choose Jif. You know, joy. Okay.
Well, I didn't know.
Keep going, though. That's right.
Anyway, I had some blood tests done.
Right.
And it came out that I was low in iron. That's one of the things I was low on. And so I had to.
So you had to go get some clothes and spend some time with the board.
Yes. And I needed a little
get your iron level up.
I don't even know where that is in my house, but
just throw it in the dryer, right?
Yeah, throw it in the dryer.
Anyway, you're low on iron.
So I ordered. The doctor said order this one online, and it's liquid, and it's iron is dark brown.
Oh gosh, I'm sure that tastes great.
Actually, it's not bad.
Really? Okay.
I was nervous. And this bottle is like a 30-ounce bottle, and I'm thinking,
chug.
And it's like, NyQuil, how it brings a little cup.
Yeah, it has a little cap on it,
And the cup to measure.
Right.
So this one brings it. So it says, okay, shake it well, and you drink it. So I did, I took it, and I'm like, okay. I did it the first time.
Did you like, when you drink iron, do you listen to heavy metal, or?
No, I'm ready for it. Okay, so that night I went to do, because it's twice a day.
Sure.
So that night I pulled the little cap off, the top, and I shook it.
Oh, well, no, I know where this is going.
When I pulled the top, the measuring cup out, the top came with it. And when I shook it, it was facing me.
Oh, nice.
So I wore half a bottle of iron.
Literally like. In a stained your skin type color.
Yes, in a brand new shirt that was Jenny got for my birthday.
No.
White shirt.
Oh my gosh!
And I am covered in iron.
Yeah, it's like dripping on the floor off of you.
The cabinet, the floor was covered. No. My white cabinet.
So you became very joyful in that moment, I'm sure, right?
Well, this was what I did.
I can see where you're going here.
I stood there and I thought, I have two choices. I can get really mad because I just wasted like probably $25 worth of iron that I just bought. I had only 10 milligrams that morning. So
Sure.
You know, I spent all this money on this bottle. I looked at my shirt and I'm like, this is my birthday shirt that I right. just got. Okay, so what am I going to choose? And then I thought, man, I could have been in YouTube with a video of funny things. And I busted out laughing. I thought, this is hilarious. And nobody was there to watch it.
Nobody. Well, the Holy Spirit and Jesus.
I was closing my arms, you know, I'm bending my elbows, and it was
squishing.
I was sticky.
Oh my goodness.
The floor was sticky. I laughed so loud, and I'm like, I cleaned up the floor and the cabinets, and then I went to take a shower. In the shower, I'm just laughing.
Sure. What else can you do?
I'm like, why get mad?
So I love that because you were basically faced with a choice. And we all are every day in our lives faced with a choice in a situation, in a circumstance. And, you know, I mean, we serve summons and subpoenas to people. That's part of our business that mm-hmm. my wife has. She's literally the bearer of bad news.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, when she serves them papers, gets angry, usually are upset. They slam the door. They cuss her out. And all of that. But, you know, the bottom line is this. I may be getting served a paper today because I can't pay a bill or I can't do something or whatever. But the choice is ours.
Yes.
Whether we're going to choose to have joy in the midst of every situation and every circumstance. Because do you want to be happy and joyful or do you just want life to take your joy away?
Yeah.
So.
And the truth is that if I hadn't gotten mad, nothing would have changed.
Nope.
And truthfully, I had a great evening because I just made it a joyful. I decided to be in joy and not let the circumstances. Yeah, of a
situation
trial.
That kind of was a little sticky.
That's right. But I want to read Proverbs 17:22.
All right.
A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. You know, at that moment, I was happy. I was full of life. If I had gotten mad, you feel it.
It could sour your whole attitude, ruin your evening, ruin your relationships with people around you.
For what?
I think so many times that's why people are dealing with divorces. That's why people are, you know, having relationship problems and issues with their kids because they're letting the little things ruin them. They're letting the small things that, let's be honest, some of that stuff really doesn't matter.
No.
I want my way, so I'm going to pitch a fit to try to get my way when really I could choose to just surrender to that and actually have the joy of the Lord in that situation, not get my way,
mm-hmm.
but I could still choose to have joy. And guess what? It usually ends up working out where you end up happy in the long run anyway.
Yeah.
So
it's the choice. And sometimes it's pride because we get embarrassed. So we snapped at people and it was only pride. And it's like, let's be humble. Let's let the fruit of the Spirit flow through because
that's really good.
In Galatians 5:22 and 23 says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things.
Yeah.
So joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit.
Sure.
But I like how it's all one. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's a fruit.
Sure.
So that fruit has all of it.
Yeah, I always like to look at it this way. You know, the Holy Spirit, they call that in the Bible sometimes that new wine, right?
Yes.
And, you know, to make wine, you need grapes. And, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is like grapes. Each cluster of grapes has, each of them is a grape, but they're all different grapes, you mm-hmm. know, but they're all one cluster and they're all going to produce the same thing. And that's what I see with the fruit of the Spirit. You know, love is not the same as joy,
no.
but it's part of the cluster of the Holy Spirit
yes.
that brings us into a new wine experience, a situation or circumstance comes up in our life and we can choose to react with the fruit of the enemy, fruit of darkness. We could be angry. We could be frustrated. We could be sad. We could get depressed. Or we can choose to operate in the gifts of the Spirit and allow that that new wine, that presence of the Holy Spirit to come on our lives and to, you know, we can have love in the midst of unlovable situations. We can have joy in the midst of situations that aren't very joyful.
Yes.
Because we have Him.
That's right.
We can have peace when there's chaos all around us. Patience when we need it. You know, yes. Never pray for patience, guys.
No,
never.
I've done that.
Me too. But no, you know, you can have kindness in the midst of, yes. of a situation where people are just being unkind.
That's right.
So I think it's really just a matter of us allowing the Holy Spirit to move in our lives, to flow through us. And it's a surrender. It's a choice. I keep coming back to that. The choice is ours.
Yes.
Choose this day whom you're going to serve.
Yes. Choose this day who you're going to spend time with.
Right.
Spend time with the Lord. Spend time with the Holy Spirit. Because when you do that, you're filled with Him. And then when the situation comes and it happens, that's what's going to come out of you.
Sure.
Okay. Christ is going to come out of you. Holy Spirit is going to come out of you. But you need to spend time with Him to be able to do that.
If He's not in you, He can't come out.
Exactly.
If His, you know, fruits aren't part of who you are, then you're going to naturally be bent to the world. I've seen that 100 times.
And you can be saved, but not be walking in the Spirit.
Yeah, you can be carnally minded exactly. Even in the midst of being saved and knowing
when
the
I'm
Lord.
Not spending time with the Lord, it's easier for me to walk in the flesh.
Right.
And we don't even realize that we're doing it. And then all of a sudden we snap and we go, why did that come out? That's because I've been walking in the flesh too long and I need to go back and spend time with the Lord.
Yeah.
So next one, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. A lot of people ask me, yeah, but a lot of people say, what is God's will for my life? I don't know. Here it is. Always be joyful. Never stop praying and be thankful in all circumstances.
Wow. That's really good.
We complicate the will of the Lord.
What's my purpose in life? I don't know what God wants me to do.
Start with that.
This is God's will for you.
Yes.
Always be joyful.
Yes.
Right? Well, I'm not joyful all the time. Well, then you need to work on what is it that's keeping you from being joyful.
Yes.
And I can assure you it's probably an attack of the enemy, that the enemy is coming against you. He's fighting you to steal your joy.
Yes.
That is one of the greatest things that I've seen in the demonic kingdom, is that the enemy is continually trying to steal people's joy.
Yes.
He does not want you to have a good experience in this life. He wants you miserable. He wants you just sad and just crying out all the time about how bad your life is. Well, guess what? I could take you anywhere in the world as a missionary,
and
I could introduce you to people that have
absolutely
1/100th
nothing.
Of the life that you have, and they're happy. They have joy in their lives.
Yes. I'm amazed when I go to missions trips and I see these people that might get one meal a day.
Sure.
And they are friendly, they're humble, they smile, and whatever.
They have joy.
Yes, they have the joy, and they share what they have.
Yeah.
The little that they have, they're willing to share it.
Yes.
It amazes me.
Yeah, I mean, we just got back from the Dominican. We both been to Guatemala. We've been all over and traveled, and I've seen people that have nothing, and they're happier.
Definitely.
It's because they found their joy in what? Something other than the things of this life. You know,
yes.
I think so many
the
times
material
we
things.
Look at materialism here in the U.S. and, you know, well, I have to have this kind of car. I just can't be happy. I have to have this house or I can't be happy. You
I have
know?
To have and, a new phone every six
yeah,
months.
I have to have the new iPhone or, like me, I have to have 25 surfboards and I can only ride one. You know? But yeah. What's up with that? So anyway, just to be real and transparent, I do like my surfboard collection, but, you know, think about it. Is the surfboards bringing me joy? Not really. Now, going and spending time in the ocean, and actually I talk to the Lord a lot when I am surfing, and that brings me joy.
Yes.
But I can ride any surfboard.
That's right. All you need is one.
All you need is one.
But if the Lord blessed you with them, it's okay.
Maybe about 5.
Well, it depends.
Different situations.
Yeah.
But okay. Anyway.
I'm going to read Hebrews.
Hold on real quick.
Oh, okay.
Because I see there's another key there. It says in Thessalonians, it says, for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
That's right.
That's something I don't want to look past
real quick. That's right.
It's those of us who belong to him that are going to experience the fruit of him, and they're going to be joyful in him.
That's right.
And we're never going to stop praying to him, right?
So he's directly speaking here to believers.
He's saying, if you're a believer, you get joy, and that should be part of the package. And if you're not having joy and you're a believer right now, I think that, you know, you need to reassess your relationship with the Lord, and you need to get busy. You need to get on your knees, and you need to go to God, and you need to go, why am I not happy? I have you, Jesus.
Where's your focus on?
Yeah.
What are you focusing on? If we focus on all the problems and all the things that we don't have, we tend to go, get depressed and disappointed because we have certain expectations. But if our focus is on the Lord and spend time with the Lord and be filled with the Lord, the joy will come.
Sure. I think it's all about what you're looking at.
Yes.
It's your perspective. And I think you were going to share another scripture that I think will fit really well with that.
Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Mm. This hit me so hard. Jesus knew what he was going to go through.
Sure.
He knew how much he was going to suffer. And through it all.
Crucifixion doesn't tickle.
No.
He knew. And he had seen people that were crucified in his lifetime. He had seen the agony of it.
And then not only the crucifixion. First is the crown of thorns on his head.
And then the beating.
And then the beating that he got. It is just beyond me, but yet he was joyful because he knew the results of the suffering were worth it. We are so valuable to Jesus that he counted all his suffering joy for our reconciliation and salvation and all the benefits that came with that. It blows me away that he knew that he was going to go through all that and still, let me put it in human sense that we can comprehend a little bit.
Sure.
A woman delivering a child.
All right.
The first one, you really don't know what you're going to go through. Right. But when I was going to go for my second one, I knew.
I remembered all of a sudden, this is going to feel great.
Ooh, I remember. I was in labor for my first one for 2 days.
Oh my goodness.
I remember. No medication, no nothing.
Right.
And I will have fear once in a while, you know, the fear of I'm going to go through it, but I will think of my baby.
Right. And you're about to have another one.
And it gets to the point that you're ready to have this baby. And the moment you have that child, the joy that I felt and everything is like, you're worth it.
Yeah. Well, it was very similar because Jesus is on the cross and he's going to give birth to everlasting life.
That's right.
He's about to reinitiate life into those who have experienced the death of sin in their lives. And he's endured the cross, despising the shame. And the entire time, I always say it this way, he was looking at you.
Yes.
He was looking at me. He was looking into the future and into every person that would give their life to him. And he's saying, they're worth it. The delivery of that new child of God, you know, is worth every bit of what I endured on this cross.
And when he was looking at us, love was coming out of him. Not regret.
Right.
Not, what am I doing? It was pure love that carried him through it for us.
So the joy that was set before him was us.
Yes.
The believers that would come in by faith, accept Jesus into their lives and give their lives to him and then therefore take the gospel and go into the world and preach it and share it. And we just recently did a series about sharing Jesus at the church, and it's so vital that we, you know, share him.
Yes.
With other people. That's the joy that we have from him causes us to want to share him with others so that they can experience the joy.
Yes.
You know, I think I said it in church, it's like eating banana pudding, right? You ever had really good banana pudding? It's like, this is so good. What's the first thing you usually want to do?
Try this.
You got to try this.
Yes. Yes.
That's the joy. Yes. Jesus knew that the love that he was going to pour out and the forgiveness and the cleansing that was going to happen for us through him was the joy that was set before him. So now we, as believers, can go out into the world, and for the joy that was set before us, we can endure our cross daily, follow him, and then lead others to him through our sacrifice and selflessness and giving our lives over for the cause of winning others to Christ.
When people see the joy in you, they want to know, why are you so joyful and how can I give that?
Exactly.
And that opens the door.
They're missing it.
Yes.
In their life, it's void.
Yes. Yes.
Many.
Let us be that light that shines so strong that people want it.
Yes.
But to do that, we have to be attached to the branch, to the vine, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen. So, hey, guys, we hope you're enjoying the program. Our topic today is choosing joy.
That's right.
And it's been really good so far. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60-plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joyful.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
What's going on, everybody? Pastor Kevin here with God's Rock. Just wanted to let you know that Friday the 13th, we're going to be in Cocoa Village. We're bringing in a hard rock band, The Protest, with special guest Marshall Huffman. Friday, October the 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th. We're going to rock the hell out of you at the Community Activity Center located at 215 Oak Street in Cocoa, Florida, right in the traffic circle there at Cocoa Village. Come on down. It's free admission. Showtime is 7 p.m. You don't want to miss The Protest. For more information, go to 321-749-7234 or look us up at godsrock.life. That's godsrock.life. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So thankful for our sponsors. Thank you, guys. And hey, maybe you're interested in being a sponsor here at Turn the Light On. You can contact the church office at 321-452-1012. Ask for Mimi. Tell her you want to sponsor Turn the Light On. We could always use a few more sponsors. We'd appreciate it. But Martita, we've been talking about choosing joy today. And why don't you take us back in for a minute? Let's hit one more key point as we close out the program today.
Okay, so let's read Psalm 5:11. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. As we were talking, we're talking about a choice.
Sure.
Let me tell you a story about somebody I know.
All right.
This man went through a really bad divorce. I mean,
I've seen some rough ones.
Yes.
As a pastor.
She took everything financially. And what amazed me was that she made as much money as he did.
Sure.
But she
didn't need it.
She didn't need it.
Sticking it to him.
We're talking, they make over $150 each a year, okay?
Sure.
Because I know them both. She used the son as an excuse. He was furious. He went to lawyers. He spent a ton of money. He was bitter. Every time we got together, all he talked about was the problems. He lost his job. She still took the money. But the Lord will open the door every time in different ways, and he couldn't see that. All he could focus on was the misery. And it got to the point that I didn't even want to talk to him anymore because that's all he talked about.
Sure.
And finally, one day, he says, "You're not talking." And I said, "This is the reason why." I said, "All you focus is on this misery, but you tell me that the Lord opened the door here, the door, you know, all the doors that have been open." I says, "You're not even grateful for that because you can't even think straight because your eyes are on all the problems." I says, "You are miserable." And he finally sat there and it hurt him, you know.
Sure.
Because he just wanted to dump.
Sure.
And
who doesn't?
Yeah. And to me, you dump so far, let's get it fixed. You know, he chose to change and start being thankful. And the next time I saw him, he was completely different.
That's amazing.
Because a little change, choosing to be
course
grateful
correction.
And be in joy.
So guys, we hope you've enjoyed the program today, and maybe there's an area of your life that you need to take a moment, you need to re-examine, you need to look at. Maybe I'm being ungrateful. Maybe I'm letting this steal my joy.
Yes.
And we pray that you would allow the Lord to heal you in that and just be delivered from that and
yes.
just see the victory that comes from living a life of joy. Once again, thanks for joining us here on Turn the Light On. We'll see you next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.